there's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. I welcome my colleague and friend and longtime accomplice in understanding the news that is all around us, the connecting of the dots. This is Sebastian Gorka. He is the host of America First. Each week, Seb and I meet because we look at different parts of the world at out of order during the week, and then we compare and contrast what we've learned. Seb, what I've learned these last days is that there's a tragedy underway on the American-Mexican border. And the scale of it, Seb, is you cannot approach it. So I'm just going to tell one anecdote that you know very well. 65 or so adults in a raft or a series of rafts and 152 or so children in the raft run by the cartels, the coyotes. These are the drug cartels that are running human trafficking. They approach the Texas border. This is the Rio Grande River, very wide, very deep, very fast. Above them is wilderness. There's no easy road. There's no town. They're going to have to walk for miles in the heat with their children. The Texas authorities and the border authorities intercept as they're landing on the Texas side of the border. What do the coyotes do? They take a six-month-old and toss her in the river. Everybody had to rescue her, so the coyotes got away. Seb, we're talking about villains. We're not talking about easy villains. We're talking about spectacular villains. The Mexican side of the border in this tragedy is out of control, Seb. It requires the intervention of an administration that pays attention. What do you make of the Biden administration? Are they listening to these stories, Seb? Because you and I have them all around us.
No, on the contrary, if you look at that stunning, that disturbing video that Senator Cruz tried to take inside one of the, well, you can't call them detention facilities anymore. They're not they're influx centers in the new Orwellian Biden administration, where you have this flunky. In the Soviet system, you would have called her a zampolit, a political officer saying, don't film in here. You're disrespecting the dignity of these people. Respect them and give them dignity. What? In the way that that child was given respect and dignity when the Biden administration rang the dinner gong that our borders are open and the coyotes can get back in business? No, it's the opposite. This is the remarkable aspect of this new regime in the White House, that they were incredibly efficient with what they did in the November elections in exploiting and leveraging the China virus to get those 80 million mail-in ballots out to their constituencies and to have those drop boxes for ballots in Democrat strongholds. So on the one hand, they're very pragmatic, very organized. But on certain issues, such as this one, the open border, they leave all sense of reality behind. And we have the reports, of course, anonymous, that they had no idea that the level of influx, the surge, was going to be as big as it is. John, everybody knows this. When you talk to the migrants, when you talk to the illegal immigrants, we have the video. They say, we are here because we've been told to come, because the Biden administration invited us. That should have surprised nobody. And at the end of the day, this will be the biggest crisis the new administration faces.
I have a report from Jeff Bliss at the San Ysidro Crossing. This is near Tijuana into California. There are hundreds, perhaps as many as 1,500, and the number climbs all the time, camped out in what used to be a parking lot. Right. And they believe that they need to stay there until the border is open. Perhaps that's what's going to happen. Across the border, in the San Diego Convention Center, several hundred young women, these are unaccompanied children, separated from their parents, maybe they'll see them again, maybe not, are in the San Diego Convention Center. A large percentage of them are positive with COVID-19. They're getting the attention and the generosity of the people of San Diego. But nothing is happening from Washington, Seb. Washington is in charge of this. Those people at the San Ysidro border, those people who tried to cross the Rio Grande River, those people in the convention, the young people in the convention center, that's Joe Biden's watch. Is he listening? That's the puzzle, Seb, out here in America. Is Washington listening?
No, and they're not even taking action. How many days has it been? It must have been, I think the last time we spoke, it had already happened. It must have been at least a week or close to that the vice president has been made the point person for the border crisis issue. And she still hasn't gone there. And when asked, Biden refuses to give any kind of clear statement as to whether he's going to visit, except blaming the Secret Service, saying, not now because I don't want to be a distraction. Well, he's the president of the United States. You can't blame putative distractions by your security detail for you not visiting or having your point person visit the site of the crisis. So no, it's as if they're running around the playground, John, with their fingers in their ears saying la 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 and hoping that they can just whistle past the graveyard and it will all disappear.
What I know also is talking to Panama City these last 3 days, there is a line of people coming north from all over the world, flying into, I believe you can get into Ecuador without a visa, busing to Colombia, crossing the jungle into Panama, being bused by the Panamanian authorities, the Costa Rican authorities, the Nicaraguan authorities, the Guatemalan and Honduras authorities, bused to the border and then pushed into Mexico, robbed the whole time, robbed and abused the whole time. In other words, the numbers that I've been recounting these last days and that you've reported on your show is just the beginning, Seb. Iraq is coming. Nepal is coming. The Middle East is coming. Congo is coming. They're all coming because they've heard the same thing. America is open. Joe Biden will let us in. And, you know, Seb, it might be true. They're voting with their feet. They're brave people. They're taking a risk of their lives. Many of their lives are lost in the crossing between Colombia and Panama. They're preyed upon by gangsters. They're taking that risk. I respect them. I think they're right. The border is open.
The last reliable statistics we have are from the point just before we clamped down on the border in the Trump administration. Back then, we had at a high point individuals illegally crossing our southern border from 73 different nations, John. Now, I may not have majored in geography, but I do know there are a tad more than 73 nations in our hemisphere. So when you see people from Afghanistan, from North Africa, from Iran trying to get into our country, it's not only a question of a surge in the most basic sense of the word, it also rapidly becomes a national security threat as well.
The Biden administration is keen of talking about anything else, so we'll momentarily look to what the Biden administration is talking about. Trillions and trillions and trillions. Remember the old joke, Seb, billionaire, billionaire, pretty soon you're talking real money? Well, that's retired. That's 20th century talk. That's Trump talk. It's trillions and trillions. And Mr. Biden doesn't seem to have any recognition of where that money's coming from. I guess he believes, as we seniors do believe, that it's your problem, Seb. It's going to be handed off to you, and I'll be out of it.
When you hear the President Biden on Wednesday talk about the fact that he's proudly listing all the new taxes, the 21% flat corporate tax, and then the magic of how he is going to single-handedly create 18 million jobs. John, if it's so easy, why doesn't he just say 36 million jobs?
Right. He'd read the number if they gave it to him. The puzzle here is, does Washington believe in this tax hike? Or is this rhetoric here to distract us? Because it does get our attention when Senator Warren and Senator Sanders start talking about a wealth tax, so much percentage of your annual wealth to be taxed forever, to reduce the number of billionaires. I guess that's what they're going to try to do. Do you believe they're sincere in this? Because I've read, Seb, that there are Democrats who doubt this, and they have such a thin majority. Any doubt at all in the House or the Senate means nothing's going through.
No, those are a fraction of a minority. No, they absolutely believe it. They believe it is their duty to punish the wealthy and to redistribute wealth and to create quote-unquote social justice. Whether they will get away with it is unsure right now. But yes, the vast majority and the key actors from Nancy to Chuck to Joe Biden himself believe that they have to tax the nation.
The economy is reopening. The growth is now obvious, spectacular. Seb, I told Liz Peek, our colleague, the other day, and I tell you, there's not a house to be found in Connecticut. Not one, Seb. There's no lumber to be found in Connecticut to build a new house. I joke only slightly that people are ready to break up their old furniture to build anything.
John,
America is booming.
My wife finally got around to planting her vegetable garden and to having raised beds with lumber. No, we're not talking about a new Trump Tower skyrise, just a small vegetable garden. From 1 week to the next, the person who was putting in the lumber for us said, you've got to hurry now because every week the wood is getting more expensive. John, that's a vegetable garden.
Right, right. Well, good for us. New York is reopening. Andrew Cuomo has lowered the age for COVID-19 shots to 30. The voluntary commitment to the office towers begins May and June, maybe April, May and June. The mandatory begins September. We can expect spectacular GDP growth. The reason I mention all this is that Joe Biden gets credit for it. Sure, it's his watch, gets credit for it. We hope that he can return to the employment and the jobs and the equity that existed in February of 2020. Right. But these taxes and these distractions, Seb, I don't know. I don't know if the administration is capable of this. Nancy Pelosi seems most interested in H.R. 1 than the revival of the American economy.
Well, not only that, we have this truly creepy expression of the democracy carve-out, whereby the filibuster that was so praised by Senator Obama, that was used more than 300 times by the Democrats themselves, now is no longer necessary, and H.R. 1 must be passed with an exemption to the filibuster by what they are calling a democracy carve-out. John, I know I've said it once before in our discussion already, but there's Orwellian and then there's Uber Orwellian, and calling the destruction of the filibuster a democracy carve-out, well, that is the worst I've ever seen it in D.C.
Sebastian Gorka, America First is his radio program across the nation. When we come back, foreign threat. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.
Con la potencia y resistencia de las Toyota Trucks, puedes llegar a lugares más increíbles, como este valle, en el que el eco tiene distintas voces.
¡Hola!
¡Hola!
¡Hola! ¡Hola!
Sabemos de lo que estamos hechos. Toyota Trucks.
Hey, it's me, your heart. Mind if I pick the next song? Listen, even though we're eating better, people who've had one heart attack are at higher risk of another. But Repatha Evolocumab plus a statin lowers LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, and our heart attack risk. So let's talk to our doctor about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. View the important safety information in our banner. Listen to your heart. Ask your doctor about Repatha.
What does Zyn really give you? Not just smoke-free nicotine satisfaction, but also real freedom to do more of what you love, when and where you want to do it. Why bring Zyn along for the ride? Because America's number one nicotine pouch opens up all the possibilities of right now. With Zyn, you don't just find freedom, you keep finding it. Find your Zyn. Learn more at Zyn.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.